The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This is the word of the Lord.
You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Put on strength as his belt.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what had been said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is the gospel part of our gospel reading appointed for this first Sunday after Christmas, even though we're still in the Christmas season, as Christmas lasts 12 days, right? We know that. We know it from the song, too, as well, but there's a reason for that. So we continue to rejoice during this Christmas time, and I must say that hymn that we just sang is one of my absolute favorite Christmas hymns. I love that. The author of that hymn would often write different hymns to teach children the faith. So in some ways, it's a children's hymn that we just sang. But it shows the great glory and joy it is in rejoicing the truths that are the incarnation, what it means that Jesus is in our human flesh and blood, that in exchange for our sin, he gives us his righteousness, his fame, and all of those things. We see all of that here at Christmas time and even each and every day of what it means to be a child of God. So now then, on this Sunday, we hear these words from Simeon. And as another aside, my coffee's starting to kick in, so I'm starting to think a little bit now. We also have this reading on February 2nd, which is the presentation of our Lord, another holiday in the church year, one of the festivals of our events in our Lord's life. For us personally, it's also the baptismal date of our oldest daughter, Magdalena. I always have fond memories of this reading. So as Mary and Joseph brought the Lord to the temple, so we brought our first child to the church where God is present, where God gives out his gifts, and God blessed her with forgiveness, life, and salvation as we gathered together as God's people. So you see then in this reading today that's before you, there's great comfort that God gives in many ways. Now first and foremost, you see what you've been celebrating this week, and we will continue to celebrate, that the Lord has come. He dwells among you, his people. And as the epistle reading beautifully proclaims, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." And this is most certainly true. And that's what you have in Christ. You call God your Father, and you're his sons by grace, his grace towards you in Christ and through faith in him. And really, this alone could be just the great comfort, and we could just end here with just that simple fact. Christ has come, he dwells among his people, he's here for us. But it doesn't end there. A saint is seen in this reading who knew this and rejoiced. The consolation of Israel had come, and Simeon, as promised, saw Jesus. He beheld the Lord, the Word made flesh, in his own two hands. But the thing about God's mercy and his grace, and really the gospel itself, is that it's never ending. God keeps giving and giving. It keeps overflowing in ways and ramifications in this life and into eternity. And that's what Simeon confessed as he said those words which became to be called the Nunc Dimittis, or now departing. So the Holy Spirit inspired St. Luke to write, "And he came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. So here's Simeon, and he came into this place where God dwelled with his people, this place that pointed to the very fullness of time when the Lord himself would even tabernacle in flesh among them, dwell among them. But now the time had come. Simeon was here, and God entered into the world, and he was right before him in this place. So Simeon takes up the Lord in his arms. He blessed him and he confessed that he, Simeon, could now depart in peace. He could depart in peace because the Lord let him do so. The Lord promised Simeon, and he saw his promise fulfilled. God was, God is faithful. And now Simeon could depart that place, the temple, and even this earthly life in this veil of tears in peace, for the Christ had come. And it doesn't end with him, though. You're no different than Simeon. Now, in some ways, you really even have it better, as you have that prophetic word written and proclaimed to you, as St. Peter attests when he talks about seeing the events on the Transfiguration, and he says, you have something more sure, the prophetic word. So what does this mean, then? Well, it's always beneficial for you to hear this account and for you to be reminded about what's happening even in your midst right now. There's a reason why you sing the Nunc Dimittis after you have received the Lord's Supper, and why it's also included in the commendation of the dying and the funeral service. All of these things are connected. Your Lord is in your midst here in this place, and he's here for you to give out the salvation that he has accomplished for you. So Simeon held the Lord in his arms. You take upon your lips the very true body and blood of Jesus, that same Jesus held by Simeon. You eat and drink the body and blood of Christ your Lord. And along with giving you himself, he forgives your sins. And where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. So after taking the sacrament and communing with God himself, you rightly sing what Simeon said. You depart from this place, this sanctuary, in peace, according to the word of God. And God is letting you depart in peace because he gives you peace. He has forgiven you, and you depart this holy church as one who has beheld the Lord and has been given his gifts. And when it comes to departing this earthly life, then, you do so in that same peace that you have every Sunday when you depart from the Lord's Supper. Going to your death, in some ways, is no different than going to receive your Lord at this altar. You belong to Christ. The epistle reading tells you, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So you are a son or a daughter of God in the waters of holy baptism. Through faith in Christ, you cry out to God as one who belongs with God, as he is your father and you are his dear child. Abba Father is a term of endearment. He's not talking about the Swedish pop band, Abba. Abba Father, that's who you call, the God who created all things. That's who you are in relation to him. You're no slave who stands outside the house and inheritance. No, that's not who you are. You are a son. You are an heir through God. And so God comforts you and gives you peace as you depart. And when you face death, that's who you are as a Christian then. Death has been defeated for you. And you go into death as the victor who has life. You depart this life in peace, not in terror, not in fear, not in facing it as one who goes forth to condemnation, not who one who departs from life. No, far from it. You go departing in peace. For you are forgiven by God, who made peace by the shedding of the blood of Christ for you. And when your family gathers for your funeral, they do so knowing how you departed this life. Your casket lays before them covered in the white pall, which points to and proclaims to what was given to you and is still yours in the waters of holy baptism. You're clothed with Christ. You're righteous before the throne of God. This confession is made before your family, your friends, and all the people gathered here. You died as a Christian. You departed in peace and are with the Lord. And so the congregation says near the end of the funeral service, the Nuctamentus, as your body is draped with that funeral pall, and God keeps comforting even in death. Now in all of this, as we hear these familiar words and take them to heart, there is a warning that God would have you hear. The danger is real to not take seriously what goes on or to take for granted what your Lord does time and time again here in the divine service and treat it as some common earthly meal or simply a trivial thing that does not demand a holy reverence. You come into the very presence of God in this place. Simeon was looking in faith to the Lord in faith as he trusted in the promises that God made to him. He held Jesus in his arms in the humility of faith and as one who knew who this was. He knew he was beholding the Lord himself and what this meant. This coincides with why the scriptures clearly teach and our Lutheran confessions rightly confess that you are catechized, examined, and absolved before being admitted to the Lord's Supper. Simeon held the Lord in his arms and departed in peace, but there are those who reject the Lord or who mock him and his words who come into his presence and don't depart in peace, but instead in condemnation and judgment. The presence of Christ for those who approach God in a spirit of self-justification, a spirit of entitlement, a spirit of self-righteousness, and any number of things, instead of a godly humility, discernment, faith, repentance, that's not a spirit of peace. For as the scriptures say, "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay the Lord.' And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." And the same goes for facing death. The death of a Christian is eternally different than one who has spurned Christ and his gifts. Those who refuse to come and behold Christ and his word and sacraments, where he has promised to be, and now go to stand before God face to face in death, do so in a terrible and fearful way. Departing this life in death is not a departure in peace, but it's departing this life in agony and something to be feared. So even as we sit here and hear these words today, we heed those warnings, we repent, and we take our Lord seriously. And so, dear people of God, Simeon's words are your words as you belong to Christ. You are in this place where God dwells. You are God's people. You are the people that have been promised of old. Your Lord is here. And as it was told to David in 2 Samuel, "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the Son of Men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." So the Father was promising to send the Son, just as he did in the Old Testament reading from the stump of Jesse. And he has come, and what this would mean for all for you, his people. The Holy Spirit has called you his own. He's gathered you together as his people in his kingdom, the church, which has no end. The Savior has been born, and peace is among you. And peace is given to you, for you are sons of God through faith. So as this Christmas season continues, rejoice this day. Take to heart all that has been accomplished for you freely and fully by your Lord. Rejoice in the peace that you have in Christ who has come. He has most assuredly taken away your sin. He has given you eternal life. Hear his word, treasure his word, feast at his supper. Gather in this place, receiving the marvelous things Jesus has done for you and continues to give you. His mercy toward you is unending and overflows in your life as you depart in peace from this place, and then you show that same love and mercy to one another, to your neighbor. Christmas is here, and what a joy it is to have your Lord born for you. Go through this life following in the example of Simeon, trusting the promises of God and knowing the consolation is upon you. And depart in peace, in the peace of Christ today, and even on that final day. For your Lord is here, and you are his forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.